I'm today's host, Julia Hoos, head of USA East, and I'm very excited today to be hosting a special careers episode called Austin Graduate Analyst Program Explained. We're really looking forward to the fact that our application window for our graduate program is now open for positions in Austin, and I'm looking forward to a conversation with two of our phenomenal analysts in the Austin office at Aurora, Lizzie Bonahum and Chenley Dong, who are going to be able to share a little bit about their firsthand experience of joining and of working at Aurora. So looking forward to our conversation. Hi, Lizzie.
Hi.
And hi, Chenley.
Hello.
So let me start by asking about both of your interest in Aurora. Lizzie, maybe let's start with you. I'd love to hear about what made you apply to Aurora.
Yeah, totally. Honestly, it started senior year when I took a class called Energy, Technology, and Policy. I'd known for a while that I was interested in working in some sector adjacent to decarbonization. And after that class, I knew it was energy. So I was applying for jobs in Austin, and really all I knew that was available were just solar development jobs, pretty much. I didn't know that companies like Aurora existed until I came across them like on LinkedIn randomly. It's funny, I was going to accept this job the morning that I got my notification for my first Aurora interview, and the rest is history. Very pleased to be here.
We got so lucky on that one, Lizzie. I'm really glad that worked out.
The nick of time. It's crazy.
Well, I'm very impressed by your level of preparedness of knowing you wanted to work in energy. At same time in college, I was still taking courses in psychology, so it took me a much longer time to find my way into this space. Chenley, I'd love to ask the same question to you. What made you interested in applying to Aurora?
Yeah, so Aurora is my second job after graduation from college. And then initially, I just really want to work in finance, work in investment research and trading, eventually to work in the hedge funds. And then during my first job as a stock analyst covering electric vehicle company such as Tesla, I realized electric vehicles are very competitive in some part of the world where the gasoline price is really low and the infrastructure is more built out versus this country. So I come to the realization that renewable energy industry will inevitably become a big deal, a juggernaut in the foreseeable future. Like a market-based solution to decarbonize, such as electric vehicle, is already at our doorsteps. So I become very interested in the renewable energy in general. And then when I was looking for the second job, I was applying for renewable energy adjacent company and found Aurora. And then at the time, when I read the introduction, I know it's like it's trying to influence the energy transitions and thus fundamental commodity research. So that is enough check mark for me. And I also know it's very international. It has a lot of young people and is really good at what it does in an industry with a very long runway to growth. So and obviously, for practical reason, I know that I have some quantitative educational backgrounds and I have some fundamental research experience, but it makes the cover letter slightly easier.
Thanks for sharing, Chenley. I think that's a really nice summary of why many of us are here at Aurora. There's both the exciting side of being involved in energy and energy transition. And then the second piece that you mentioned is also just who Aurora is as a company and the way we go about solving problems related to the energy transition that makes it a fun place to be. So thanks a lot for sharing about both of those. Maybe a little bit more tactically then. So you both had decided that you wanted to apply and then you went through the interview process. So I'd love to ask you about that. What that process looks like. We have several rounds of interviews with folks from the Aurora team where we ask a round of qualitative and resume-based questions about your experience, and then also some quantitative and more case-style questions. Lizzie, would you share a little bit more about that and maybe tell us what your focus was during those conversations?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't what I was expecting. I think every interview I'd had up until then had been very, I guess, behavioral interviews. And so in my interview with Aurora, in all three of them, it wasn't at all, you know, what's your biggest strength and what's your biggest weakness? I liked that it was a bit more direct, asking me just about what I'd done, because those are things I'm really excited about. Yeah, asking me kind of where I wanted to go in energy. There's a part of the interviews that's more, I guess, styled around brain teasers. not necessarily case interviews about like about energy, but just brain teasers. So that also kind of threw me off. I will say I was thrown by my interviews with Aurora. They're very different from interviews I'd had previously. But I think the whole time I was really just focused on conveying that I am so interested in working in energy. And I'm also really excited to have a job that allows me forces and allows me to continue learning. And what I've really found in this job is that you're not only learning all the time to catch up, to understand electricity markets and to understand the market you're working in, but it's also just a constant learning progress as market and policy developments progress. And there are just things changing all the time in energy. Lots of learning, and I wanted to convey I was really interested in energy.
Thanks, Lizzie. And I'm glad you highlighted that last part, because you and Chenley both had some experience in the energy space. But as you mentioned, the important part really is, what is your interest in the space and where do you imagine yourself in it in future? And I've already hinted at this earlier. Being in the sector already or having experience is certainly not a prerequisite. So the important thing is just excitement for being in this space and the excitement for learning about it. One thing, Lizzie, I might ask you a quick follow-up question about, so that, you know, others maybe aren't surprised going into the quantitative part of the interviews, like you just mentioned. You're on the other side of the equation now. Sometimes you're the one conducting the interviews. And so you're having conversations about some of those case style questions. Can you just share briefly what it is, why we use that? And like you said already, it's certainly not to test any sort of prerequisite knowledge or having any sort of perfect answer of how markets work.
I think the main idea is just to understand how you think. How you go from step one to step two, and just how you rationalize through questions that may seem super broad and unintuitive at the start, just how you're able to make assumptions and narrow things down is the main idea.
I would absolutely agree with that, because we do that on the job very regularly, right? You both are familiar with that. We start with a broad question. We have to start somewhere. We have to use our reasoning and our deduction to come up with a good answer, even if maybe we don't know everything going into solving the problem. You touched also, Lizzie, on constantly learning, and it's a field where many folks come in with very little of the technical or subject background, but everybody pretty quickly becomes an expert. So Chenley, I would love to ask you, how did you get up to speed when you started at Aurora? What did your first couple of weeks look like in terms of learning the job?
Yeah. So I think at the very beginning, when you first join, there's a list of reading. There's a list of like kind of formal training that you are recommended to complete. So these include, installing the SQL and then, doing some practice, how to use the Power BI. There's some Excel. There's a lot of, training stuff. That is in a very compiled list when you first join. But I think I get put on to my first project on 2 weeks after I joined. So from that point on, it's mostly learning while doing the projects. And personally, I like to ask people a lot of questions. And then different people, whether it's modeler, whether it's people working on the research team, whether even people working from a different market aside from ERCOT, they can teach me the basics as well as their specialty. Like some people are more good at policy, some people know some technical skill better. So I just ask a bunch of questions and then just be really proactive, just trying to volunteer to do things I haven't done before. At the time, I realized. Maybe it will kind of slow people down if I ask senior analysts who are doing their own thing. But I don't know if there's any other way to learn other than, to ask and then because eventually I will become more productive. So that's just kind of my thinking process. Just ask people a lot of questions, ask basic questions. Don't be ashamed if you look stupid and just be proactive. That's my philosophy.
I remember when you started too, you were so bored by the reading and you were just jonesing to get started on a project.
I mean, I like some of the reading. I like the market design reading, but I think that the finance piece is kind of like too long, and then it's hard to digest. It's too dry. Yeah. But like, I mean, there's a lot of like reading that I really like. And then I like, I mean, obviously, one way to learn is to read our previous publications. And I quite like that as well.
Yeah.
And Chenli, I'm sure you can make people feel better about bugging others by asking them questions, you know, to use your words. Now that you're someone who's been around for a little while and you're the experienced person, right? You're the one answering other people's questions. And I'm sure you're more than happy to do that and more than willing to do that. And in some ways, it also shows you how much you've already learned in the last half year or so.
Yeah. I mean, I just... Because I study some, you know, I majored in mathematics back in college, and then I kind of realized like if you fundamentally understand something, you have to be able to explain the concept to them in very simple terms. So I mean that's what I try to accomplish in Aurora as well. So just knowing like the basic. Sometimes I ask questions not because I don't know the answer. I might have a good idea what it looks like. I just want to, you know, sanity check. Maybe some people have a better angle. Maybe there's a more efficient way of, you know, getting the answer. So you never know. I mean, there's not a, I'm not like trying to suggest like you ask question immediately without mm-hmm. thinking through the problem. It's just that like, obviously I like to work independently and come up with my own conclusion, but I mean, it's good to be collaborative in Aurora.
I love this discussion because it's absolutely highlighting, I think, the type of people we have at Aurora and also the type of environment that we create, which is really open for intellectually curious folks to ask questions, to explore, to try to figure something out, and then to be collaborative, right? To solve it together as a team as well. So so great examples there. Thank you, Chenli. I might stay with you, Chenli, for a little bit because you talked about being on your first project. So let's talk about that a little bit and let's give some examples for folks who are listening on what the job actually looks like on the day to day. Chenli, you're a part of our advisory team. Could you speak a little bit about what working on the advisory team as an analyst looks like?
So Aurora Energy Research is a power market modeling company. So we model the energy system, specifically the wholesale competitive electricity market. And then we provide long-term price forecasts in the span of, you know, 20 years, 30 years into the future. And so there's a lot of participants in the space that want to buy, sell, and build a power plant in the grid. And so these include renewable, such as solar and wind. These include utility scale battery storage. And these include like traditional natural gas plant, for example. And then our job is to help them to make important decisions. So these include, you know, transaction support. We're helping them to evaluate the asset's performance. And these include due diligence. We're like, if they want to build a battery somewhere, we're going to help them to choose the best locations. Just a little bit of a background. So in ERCOT, there's around 10,000 nodes, or you can understand it as substation that could theoretically have different prices. And this is depends on the congestion and the line upgrade and et cetera. So so the location is kind of important if you want to build a battery. So there's a lot of projects where people come out with like several potential sites, and then we're going to help them to choose one of them and then to help them to make the investment case. Another type of advisory work is more policy oriented. And for example, there's someone come to us, and then there's a few policy options on the table that the Texas legislature are going to discuss in the next few months or so. And then what we do is like we model this policy option. Some are ancillary service, some are more complicated, but we model these policy options and see the outcome to see whether they will make the grid more resilient.
Excellent. Thanks, Chenli. Yes. And all of those were an exciting set of projects that I had the pleasure on getting to work with you on those. So it was very fun to do that. While we're on some of the things that you've worked on, what would you say, Chenli, maybe is your favorite thing that you've worked on so far while at Aurora?
It's really hard to say because like different project has its own merits. Like I'm very interested in, you know, like a traditional natural gas plants. I like battery. It's the hottest stuff in ERCOT right now. And then I like the policy option because it might really make the biggest impact for market design. But personally, I'm quite interested in the work that I'm doing right now, which is natural gas plant valuations, not because like the subject matter, but because I think this is the first time I actually lead a project. When I first joined like around six months ago, I was supporting a senior analyst, where at this time I'm running my own shop in a way. So this is really fulfilling. Like someone like me can, in a short time, can take more responsibility.
Very cool. Thanks for sharing. And to me, what I really took away from your favorite bit there was the variety and the fact that you're getting to work on a lot of different types of projects. So it's been cool to see you get to work on that range. Excellent. Thank you, Chenley. Lizzie, would love to ask the same question for you, because you are not on the advisory team with Chenley. You're working on the research or subscription analytics team. Can you tell us a little bit about what that looks like?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, one of my main priorities is helping to update our power and renewables market forecast each quarter. So this is really just our view on how the market's going to develop through the forecast horizon. So through 2050, 2060, it's what our electricity price is going to look like, what our generation mix is going to look like. So, you know, what percentage of generation will come from renewables versus thermal capacity, whatever. We update this every quarter. We update our curves every quarter based on latest market policy developments. For this reason, I stay really on top of latest news in ERCOT and globally. We also talk with our clients a lot for this reason. That's one of my big priorities. And because this is pretty standard each quarter, we also have we also do a deep dive every 3 months as well into a topic that we find particularly relevant or interesting. So this really just consists of us choosing a topic that we find relevant or interesting. We invite all of our clients to come engage with us, hear us speak, sometimes disagree with us on the topic. And it's just really great to get a lot of industry experts all in the same room together discussing some niche topic. So for example, our one next month is on hydrogen economics in ERCOT. And so we're going to look through what current incentives are in place for hydrogen production across the US, what different business models for hydrogen electrolysis can look like, and really just look at high level its impact on the power sector. This is something our Aurora teams in Europe have been thinking about for a couple of years at this point, and it really is only becoming a conversation in the US with the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act. So it's very fun to be on the forefront of the US research into clean hydrogen economics.
Very cool. And I love, Lizzie, being able to go to you every couple of months and asking you a detailed question about something totally different, knowing that you've now become the expert on whatever that topic is in Texas. So we've seen you be the expert on quite a lot of topics, which has been very cool. And I'm frequently asking you for the latest market updates and the latest thing that's happening in the news or on energy Twitter. So thank you always for that. What's your favorite thing that you would say you've worked on during your time at Aurora?
This may be a bad answer, but when I started working at Aurora, it was the same time that ERCOT began a big overhaul of its market redesign. And so for the past year and a half, I've been able to follow that really closely. Today actually is the day that they're making a really big decision about it. And so I'm missing that by recording this right now, but it's okay. I'll find out on Twitter. But that's probably my favorite thing, because it started right when I started. It was after Winter Storm Uri 2 Februarys ago. And it's just been really cool to have that through line, I guess, going on the whole time I've been here.
Very cool. And I think it's a great example, Lizzie, totally unplanned, actually, that we get to point to something that you and Chenley have both worked on from different angles, from the research side and from the advisory side as well. In the one case, putting together our strategic insight report and interacting with clients on testing some of those options. And certainly, like I said, by being our news expert following what's happening, and Chenley for helping clients to answer specific questions on what different policy options would look like for them, what it would mean for their assets, or what it would mean for the ERCOT market as a whole. So thank you both for sharing those examples. I'd like to pivot a little bit away from maybe the day-to-day of the job and focus a little bit on Aurora's Austin office as a whole. What do you both like best about working at Aurora, or maybe about being in the Austin office? How might you describe the Austin office?
My favorite thing about working Aurora is that we get, as 24-year-olds, we get an insane amount of freedom and flexibility into what we're doing day to day. Like I said, you know, we have responsibilities. I need to help with with certain reports and presentations we're putting together. But I guess just an example being, about a year ago, we started to have a couple clients asking us just what Bitcoin mining in West Texas was going to do to their assets. This was still when, you know, Bitcoin mining, or just the idea of it, still felt relatively new and hadn't been all over just the news for all sorts of different reasons. And I was able just to spend a week and really think about that, really learn the nitty-gritty of Bitcoin mining and its effect, you know, the power consumption from Bitcoin mining and what that's actually going to look like and where the mines are located, and was kind of just able to go off on a little week-long tangent so that I could figure out how to answer this question whenever clients were going to. And then that obviously led to, we included Bitcoin in our modeling, and it was a pretty big piece of our client group meeting that we had back in July. Definitely the freedom and flexibility is, I think, extraordinary. One thing that people say all the time, like our CEO, John Federson, says this all the time, and it actually is true. It's, we take what we do seriously, but not ourselves. That might be a bit more, I guess, about the culture of the office. We take what we do very seriously, not ourselves. We still have a lot of fun.
I love it. And you both are great examples of people who are very proactive about driving what needs to be done and helping to push forward the agenda of the whole team in that way. But I do remember that period of a couple months, Lizzie, where we were regularly getting clients calling in asking, who's your Bitcoin expert? We want to talk to them about what's happening with Bitcoin in Texas. So very cool. Chenley, what about you? What would you say are your favorite parts?
For me, I think it's just the people at Aurora really like what they do. It's not that they're exchanging money for their time. It's like, I think they're really passionate about this industry. When I first interviewed with Aurora, and while at the same time interviewed with other company in finance, it seems like Aurora, people at Aurora, they're just more happy and more passionate about like what they're talking about. So, I mean, this is exactly why I feel like I'm very interested in the competitive wholesale electricity markets. I'm interested in the market reform that can make the grid better. And then, I mean, if people pay you to do things that you really like, then I think it's a wonderful thing that you don't take it for granted. And then I'm interested in like client finance, like how they make money. And then, and it's, similarly, when I first see electric vehicle while on my first job, I was fascinated because it's competitive against a gasoline car. So if it's a market-based solution, that is cool, and that make people, you know, and help with the energy transition and help decarbonizations. And same with the power plant. There's a lot of solar and there's a lot of wind and battery in the interconnection queue in ERCOT. So, and I think the first merchant finance power plant was built in 2015. So it's happening faster than we thought. And basically the renewable plant is as competitive as like the old traditional fossil fuel plant. So I'm just really excited to be in this industry at this moment. So that's what I like most about Aurora.
I love it. Certainly no doubt in talking to the two of you that you're passionate about what you do and that all of us here in the Austin office are a bunch of power market nerds. Excellent. So last question then. What advice do you both have for anyone who's considering applying to the graduate program here at Aurora in Austin?
Yeah, I think obviously you have some passion for energy and then you have some quantitative background. But then I think the most important thing is your ability to learn and then and to be authentic about your motivation and what you like during the interview. And because at the first time I interviewed with Aurora, I didn't know too much about like what it does, like this kind of company even exists. But after a while, after I dig deeper, I just become much more interested. So, and Aurora has a lot of like it really invested in its people. When I have seen people like analysts switching to modeler, like people who are working advisory going to research. And then, so my point is, Aurora really want to see you to grow as a person and to really assign you to a position that you can, that you like. So, I mean, I really like that aspect. So just be yourself and just apply. Even if you don't come from a hard science background, I mean, you can still apply as long as you have some quantitative experience and then you like our company. So.
Yeah, I guess we're a good example on here. Julia, you were liberal arts. I was business. Chen-Li was maths. Like, whatever educational work background you're coming from, really, if you're excited about energy and you're motivated to keep learning, Aurora could be a really cool place for you.
Excellent. Thank you both so much. It's been really fun getting to chat with you both about your experiences here at Aurora. And we're looking forward to seeing hopefully many of your applications come through for our graduate program in the Austin office. For more information, as a reminder, don't forget to visit us online on our website at auroraer.com/grads. And we'll look forward to hearing from you. In the meantime, real pleasure. Great to chat with you today. Thanks so much, Lizzie.
Thanks, Julia.
And thanks, Chen-Li.
My pleasure.